reaching the critical crux with the globalist deep state. They want a civil war. The Podesta plan, it's all pre-programmed. Finally, the Pentagon and White House understands it. I was talking to folks last night. I'll leave it at that. Ivan just went out to the latest Bolton hearing. He's got new intel on that. More indictments, all of it. We'll be getting to that. He's only here with us for 30 minutes. Some stations don't carry this first five, so I want to just kind of give a synopsis and then get into the big issue that's front and center. The attempt to sow a Trojan horse idea that any order Trump gives you is illegal, whether it's going after Venezuela or whether it's the Border Patrol, or it's not just the military. They're saying everybody, Trump's giving illegal orders, but they never give an example. This is a direct system to sabotage our readiness. This is exactly what enemies do, is sow dissent in the ranks. This is a literal treasonous action. And I don't know if you saw this because you just got back from the hearing, but Trump just came out and said, Hegg says is looking at it. They are very aware of what's going on. The Justice Department is. And Trump said this is basically treason. He went on to say U.S. military courts are looking into Democrats' seditious behavior. We'll get into all of it. But you're not just a former Green Beret and a Defense Intelligence Agency officer, you know, great work with General Flynn, but you know, also you're a lawyer, an expert on this. So we'll get to that next segment. But just big picture, what does this signify to you? This shows me the Democrats are getting ready for the big provocations they talk about in the Podesta plan.
Now, to me, the way I interpret this, Alex, is that right now Pete Hegseth is regaining control of the entire Department of War. Okay, remember back in 2020 when they called us, I think it was the Atlantic that said, suckers, right? It was the suckers article. The reason why they came out with that article is because President Trump was regaining complete control in terms of the constitutional support of the most influential department in our government. And just like is happening right now, they're losing control of the institutions. And the one that they cannot lose is the Department of War. And when they do lose that, that means that the cultural ethos right now in the department is going to enable what we all voted for, which is completely obliterating the deep state with the mechanisms and the legal authorities of the Department of War. And so they're trying to preempt and prime that, hey, if you go ahead and go against President Trump, we'll have your back, meaning the domestic terrorist Democrats that were in this video. Mind you, they didn't say a single word, these same people, during that unlawful vaccine mandate implementation memo from 2021 that... We can go into that as well. I mean, that's an example of an unlawful order.
And they're the ones that constantly still have trained for martial law. But I mean, let me give them a little snapshot. When I was in D.C. a few months ago, meeting with the Justice Department, I went out and did some live streams. People saw these millions of views at the monument everywhere. And I would have the National Guard come over, and we turned the cameras off. They would talk to us, and it was every National Guard group I talked to six or seven groups when I was there for 3 days. Men and women, old and young, Hispanic, black, white, all of them said, we're listeners. We've already been told by our commanders that the Democrats are planning an uprising and a civil war. We know this. We're just being soft deployed ahead of what's coming. That is the enlisted lowest level. So the Democrats better know your dog ain't hunting. I mean, the military gets it, at least at the enlisted level.
Right. If the order comes from these Democrats at the political level, and they're trying to talk to the generals that are still woke, that are still essentially, no one's really been fired at the Department of War, to be honest with you. But they're essentially telling them, go ahead and undermine this president. And like you said, no one below that gets, they don't believe and buy into that hype. So the generals may be consuming CNN and Fox and MSNBC. None of those underneath the rank, I would say, of 05, lieutenant colonel and below, they don't buy into any of that stuff. And so there's going to be an empty order if they try to go against the president. And so we'll see how this plays out.
Exactly. And I only told that to the enemy, and it's 100% true on my soul. Well, the crew saw it, and I didn't show it on tape, but that's just another example that they brainwash these generals, vet them, and put them in there, but they don't have people below that. And so they've got
those that are going to implement the orders will not implement those orders to go against the president.
So they're just wanting another example, the military to follow their bureaucratic illegal order, and we're letting them know it's the other way around. You don't want the military to follow Trump's orders. No, they're not going to follow your orders. We'll be right back with Ivan Raiklin in 60 seconds. We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
The Clintons tried to prepare the military for gun confiscation in a federal coup against the states. The military leaked all the information to myself and others. They failed. Now they're reversing that, trying to use the states and local areas they control under the Western Alliance and the Podesta Plan, and also put in the movie as a battle plan, civil war and one battle after another, to then have globalist generals who they vetted and sent to all these special schools. The vast majority are globalists. General Flynn will tell you that. It's on record. To then at some point move in a coup against Trump, saying the orders are illegal, believing that the rank-and-file troops will follow the orders of the generals and the admirals and not Trump. I can tell you at the grassroots level, I've talked to the troops, I've talked to the 90% plus don't buy it. So I would advise the globalists, back off this plan. It's not going to work. But this is a true seditious conspiracy. And so Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency, lawyer for the Pentagon, Defense Intelligence Agency, a true expert on this. Some stations didn't carry the last five. Recap what you said. It's so important. And then what does it signify that the deep state is going with this now with the Podesta plan? And then what can we do? And then thank God Trump now gets it. The White House now, because it's an official Podesta plan, is finally talking about it. The Pentagon's looking at it. Because if they think the statements by these senators and congress members that's being put everywhere that anything Trump says is illegal to literally sabotage the country is bad, the Podesta plan is a smoking gun adopted as the official Democratic Party plan. I mean, it's literally a declaration of treason. And so now with Trump's statements about, well, we may have to go ahead and use the military and have tribunals, and Trump saying we're not in normal times anymore. Sorry, yeah, they brought us here. I'm hearing all the right signals now, Ivan Raiklin. I think the globalists have gone too far. What do you think?
Alex, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it John Bolton, the one behind the suckers and losers statement over at the Atlantic?
Yeah. People don't read the article. Tell them what they said.
Yeah, basically they called President Trump. They said that President Trump, during a trip to Normandy during the first term, said the military were suckers and losers. The reason why that statement was put out when it was is because he was on a glide path for a complete reelection had it not been for the complete COVID op and the electoral heist. And they had to start to basically pit President Trump against the rank and file in the military by creating these disinformation news articles to make it look like he wasn't supportive of the military. There you go. And so what I see this happening right now, a couple of days ago, with these members of Congress, House, I think it's mostly Senate, that are calling on not following what they call as illegal orders of the president. And who's going to be the one to decide if they're illegal orders? It's those particular Democrat domestic terrorists, I call them at this point, in order to subvert the current sitting president. It's very important to understand that I think Bolton's fingerprints are probably all over it. And I've been calling on the arrest of these people. When you don't arrest these people, whether it's Bolton, Comey, Brennan, that means they can freely treason and coordinate with your Slotkins of the world, with your incoming governor of Virginia, Abby Spanberger, with the incoming attorney general of Virginia.
You have to
Jay
crush
Jones.
The leadership to demoralize
you
the
enemy. You have to crush them. You have to remove them off the chess, you know, off the chess field. Because right now they can pick up their phone, they can have meetings, and they can coordinate these things. That
and
we're
we know
right
they
now.
Built,
it's
according
only
to the former head of the NSA that I interviewed, it's been proven declassified now partially, they have back doors still. Even though Brennan and Clapper have their security clearances taken, they built back doors in. They're in all of it.
Yeah, I argue that James Comey and Chris Wray still control the FBI, even though you have Cash and Dan up at the top and Andrew Bailey now. I argue that Rod Rosenstein and Sally Yates and Eric Holder still pretty much control the Department of Justice, even though you have a Pam Bondi up there at the top. The reason being is because their loyalist surrogates, former employees, are still there. I mean, we've already named quite a few of those individuals. There needs to be a complete cleansing
by
of
the
system.
CIA
in the
CIA name
DOJ.
For that. It's called Stay Behind Networks.
Absolutely. That's exactly what's going on. I mean, we talked about Jolene Ann Loria, who controls all the funding, money inflows, outflows over at the Department of Justice. She needs to be looked at. There's many folks that are out there that need to be cleansed out of the system, not only at the DOJ, FBI, but also at the Department of War. I would have hoped that during his Quantico briefing to the force, to the generals and admirals, he should have put all those admirals and generals on notice that, hey, guess what? You participated in implementing unlawful orders last go around. We're not going to have any of it, and you're going to be held to account. So when these folks, the Democrats, the Slotkins of the world, are saying, oh, you know what? We're not going to follow illegal orders. Why don't we just go ahead and start to punish those that implemented illegal orders that were issued out by Terry Adirum, the former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, when she ordered the unlawful vaccine mandate implementation memo on September, I believe, 14th of 2021. That was an illegal order, and still we haven't punished anybody.
No, I totally agree, but let's talk big picture here. The Podesta plan, official Democrat Party plan, they want uprisings. They'll need a false flag or trigger for it. Now we know they're officially going for it with this. They're putting these traitors in the Senate and the House saying, you know, Trump's a dictator, military overthrow Trump, calling for a coup. What's the timetable in your mind here, wargaming this, and what do you expect them to pull, and how do we counter it?
Great question. I think that on January 17th of 2026, which is less than 2 months from now, less than 60 days, when the Democrats take over Virginia, like I just said, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, the state house, the state senate, Democrats will have trifectas in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, known as the DMV, the District Maryland and Virginia Territory. That is a massive amount of power that they can wield to body check this current administration. So I will say this, if nothing massive happens in the next less than 60 days, working with Governor Youngkin, that is still, you know, a lame duck governor, and his attorney general, Jason Miaras, to go ahead and start to do mass arrest of the traitors, mass arrests, I'm talking, Alex, then expect this administration to not last more than 12 to 18 months.
That's right. They're going to win the midterms with fraud, and they're going to impeach.
No, I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen way before the impeachment.
So they're going to trigger the violent uprising, you think?
Yeah, because what stops them? What stops the Democrats from escalating from what Jack Smith, Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, and Letitia James did in New York and in Fulton County and here in D.C.?
The guy that got elected, despite he mentioned members of the legislature and their families and kids he wanted to kill, the Soros guy, Joe Jones, he still won, and just like Fannie Willis and Letitia James, and is pledging to indict Trump more. So yeah, it's Groundhog Day.
It is, and that's why people like me argued when I said on January 21st, where are the arrests? People are saying, oh wait, give them time, give them this. Well, we gave them 10 months, and now we're down to 2 months left before they go scorched earth back on President Trump, back on his family, back on his supporters.
And again,
every single
person.
The
new governor is a top CIA operative. She's literally doing a color revolution in America.
Yeah, she is literally John Brennan's lackey as the governor in order to do his bidding. So if I were to have 10 seconds with President Trump, five seconds, if you do not do mass arrests of the government gangster, deep state target list, etc., You will see lawfare and more assassination attempts starting on January 17th.
Well, it's funny. You called me this morning and got a similar call from the White House. We won't say what it was. And I asked you what you thought it was. And they're like, well, what do you think we should do? And, you know, come to the White House. So I think when I go to the White House, you should probably go with me. But I don't know if that's a pat us on the head thing or whatever it is. But, I mean, I'll go do it. But we're saying it all here on air. I know Mark Mitchell from Rasmussen, they saw the report last week, called him there, said, hey, we love the show. You know, we're listening to you. So, I mean, I don't think it's just pat us on the head. Something's going on up there. I think they realize we predicted all this. But let's just brief the president right now because he'll end up getting this. Here's an emergency message from a true American patriot, Ivan Raiklin, Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency, you know, protege with General Flynn, a lawyer on where we are. Because it sounds unorthodox, you know, like, oh, we're facing a coup and civil war. That's the plan. Sorry, it sounds crazy. That's what it is. We're not in normal times anymore, as Trump said today. I mean, look at this CIA witch. It's our weakness in not recognizing how dangerous she is, not condemning the new attorney general calling for the murder of Republicans and their families, that allows this cowardly piece of shit that can't even wipe her ass to dominate us. It's not her that's bad. It's us that's bad allowing this.
Exactly. At this point in time, we are co-conspirators, like accessories after the fact for allowing them to do this. So if I had, you know, if I had some time for some advice,
no, look at the camera. I'm all in to help. Get it to Trump. Ivan Raiklin, brief the president. 5 minutes.
All right. Let's start with easy, immediate wins. So let's go ahead and get the trust back with the base. The way you do that is you actually pardon everybody that you promised to pardon day one, which hasn't even occurred yet. The Oath Keepers and Proud Boys. There are still 12. Pardon Shane Lamond, the D.C. Metro police officer that can help Barry Loudermilk get to the truth of the January 6th Fed insurrection. He's rotting in jail. Order Pam Bondi to order the U.S. Marshals Director, Mr. Gaides Serralta, to go ahead and muster up 4,000 of his U.S. Marshals to physically extract Tina Peters from the Colorado prison that she's in. Because why? Why don't you go ahead and file several criminal federal charges on Jenna Griswold in Colorado for her role in manipulating and violating statutes related to the 2020 election?
She publicly leaked all the computer codes days before the election.
I mean, those are immediate, simple wins that I will immediately go scorched earth for 24/7 for a week saying, this is fantastic. This administration's back on track and they're actually listening to us. Those are the simple wins. From there, then we go into let's all crowdsource the necessary criminal referrals for every single person that you and I have talked about for years. Right now, we don't have let's help out the Lindsay Halligans of the world. Let's help out, you name the U.S. attorney that's been confirmed so far or hasn't been confirmed, to essentially, we need to put out on essentially X at this point, a draft criminal referral for every single member of the deep state that must be actioned before January 17th.
Absolutely. But it is encouraging. It is encouraging, but also scary that I got the call and then you got the call because I wouldn't answer on the phone, but I did answer later because I was just mad at him and sick of it. Like, you don't know to go after. Like, no, we don't. The fact that they're asking me at the White House and DOJ, okay, what do we do? Who do we go after? Maybe they don't know. Maybe because Todd Blanche is a Democrat lawyer and doesn't understand what to do. Maybe because he's not a Green Beret or, you know, a Defense Intelligence Agency guy like you or somebody that just studies this like me for decades. How do you know not what to do? We want wins, and we want to let the enemy know your leaders are not safe. We're coming after you.
So I'm available. If this is a serious request, Alex, I'm willing to forego Thanksgiving next week. I'm willing to forego the rest of the next 2 months. Heck, if they're serious about it, I'm going all in to help out, to help in any way that I can. My number one, my top three things. We go after the deep state. Primarily, we have to expose the Fed insurrection of January 6th. It's going to start to loop in a lot of Republicans and Democrats. And we have to go after those that did the whole COVID heist. Unfortunately, elements of the highest levels of the Republican Party, which we saw at the funeral yesterday for Cheney, were also involved in that op. So it's going to be painful. I mean, this is going to be a painful, whatever you want to call it, like internal, just below a inside of government civil war. But we have to go through the process of cleansing out the traitors from the system.
No, I totally agree. But 11 months in or 10 months in, Trump finally gets that he's been lied to. He's trying to figure it out. So he is reaching out and saying, okay, well, then who is good, who is bad? That is a very positive thing. But
I was going to go into this admin as a part-time, what do you call it, the special government employee, Alex. I was asked to be a special government employee both at State Department over at, in the national security arena. And guess who blocked me? It was none on one of them. It was Kash Patel. So if they're serious about bringing what I have and my knowledge and expertise, like, I'm still game. They can snub me all they want.
But let's be clear.
But I'm still game.
It's the same thing. They said
Kyle
Serafin was a hero, and then Patel got caught lying to Grassley saying, "Don't, he's a horrible person." Then Grassley blew the whistle on that. So, yeah, who is he compromised just with sex, or what's the intel on Patel? Because he's definitely bad news now.
I don't know how to explain it. I mean, it's something that he would have to answer to, and obviously he probably would not. Your guess is as good as mine, Alex. Best case scenario is that he just wants all the limelight and glory for all the successes and wins, right? Which, that's fine with me. I can shut my mouth and go get to work and tee him up with all win after win after win. But right now he's focused on little small fry stuff. He's focused on minnows, right? What are they focused on? Oh, somebody burning a Cybertruck. Oh, somebody selling.
I'm going to sue somebody who said something bad about my girlfriend.
Yeah, it's like he spends his time focused on Kyle suing him for making First Amendment sounds online, right? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is absolute. You know what? At this point, we need to call him the next former FBI director and his future ex girlfriend.
And they're just literally not that I'm Mr. Warrior, but the InfoWar. I'm going to explain something to the FBI director. When you're in a war, you don't respond to attacks on you if they don't matter. You stay on mission. The attacks are a distraction. The fact that they're running around doing this and jet setting around, it's pathetic. Do they have any idea how much danger the world's in right now?
I guess they want it. Or like you said, the calculus must be that they're okay with where they're at. The FBI director is appointed for 10 years. They told them that, hey, if you play ball with this and slow walk this and essentially ride this out with Donald Trump for the next year, maybe and two at the most, then we'll take care of you for the next eight during your directorship as the FBI director. Maybe that's what's going on. Short of that, I mean, the only way he regains credibility and trust with anybody is he has to start going out publicly and providing the evidence that he has, or at least explaining what they're doing. Because what they're doing that they're showing off on online on X, Alex, that's not what we voted for. It's like, those are just like, he's basically saying, you know what? I'm blinking and breathing today. As an institution, the FBI is supposed to be pulling criminals off the streets. But the courageous, proper thing to do, what we voted for and for Pam Bondi, is to go scorched earth on the deep state. Castrate them. And,
well, yeah, that's what Trump's asking.
You're probably on radio. But I would use many expletives right now to explain what my thoughts and, I guess, feelings are on this.
But that's Rankling what they asked Mark Mitchell from the show last week. They go, what do we do? And they're like, we want revolution. People want action. That's what they want. They don't want to see you parading around with Larry Ellison or whatever on TV. So going back to the Democrats, some of the big enchilada, they're openly saying resist the president ahead of their uprising. What do you think the timetable of that is? How do we counter that?
Yeah, I think the mobilization is happening now that they won Virginia. So the next 2 months that they're going to go into planning, prep, information, preparation of the battlefield, if you will, into the mainstream media platforms. They're going to do it on X. They're going to do it on their, what's it called? The Blue Sky. They're going to do it on MSNBC, CNN, Fox, the ones that they control essentially at this point. And then as that starts to build up, because you got to remember, a lot of these folks in the military, they get block leave during Thanksgiving. They get block leave during the Christmas holidays. And so as it's being pummeled and pushed into their brains through the mainstream lemming platforms, they're going to start to convince those military service members that the following things are unlawful, meaning the things that we're trying to do to go after the corrupt deep state. And so that's going to make them capitulate going into January. The way we counter that is we have to continue to publicly be out there. Like President Trump, in my estimation, he has massive power that he's not wielded at all once. He has the emergency alert system to lay out the path forward on capturing these traitors, right? And arresting them. He has the ability, the bully pulpit. He can bring in, now that Elon Musk is semi in the back in the White House, I mean, that's a megaphone that no human or organization on the planet has.
And if Trump asks him to do stuff, he'll do anything.
Alex Jones, everybody.
Yeah. Like, I'm not stupid. I wasn't told this, but they boosted us during the election, and we were getting like 600 million views a day some days. Do it. Energize me. So the point, we're ready. But the point is, we're suited up, boss. So absolutely. And that's our big thing was, that was our big meeting at the White House through the surrogate, was get Elon back. So what you're saying is, they're making their move, be open about it, which Trump's starting to do. That's what scares him so much, is that he's now getting it and now mobilizing against them, which is what they feared the most. Whatever they say he shouldn't do is what he should do, because it's totally constitutional. They're the open seditionists.
His instincts have always essentially been right and spot on. Once he puts something out, it's the staff that starts to undermine him because they have loyalties elsewhere. The way he's able to circumvent the insubordinate staff that is essentially seditious co-conspirators, probably loyalist to Bolton, you know, everyone else that we've listed so far. The way he does it, he just directly talks to the people. And right now he hasn't been. I get it. He's got Truth Social and he wants to promote that as a business, but that's not the room. I mean, that's like the bathroom, right? No one's sitting and hanging out in the bathroom. Why don't you come out to the living room on X and all these other I mean, X is the biggest news platform in the world and on the planet. As I mentioned today to Abby Lowell, John Bolton's lawyer, I said, hey, haven't you heard of Alex Jones? He's the biggest news show on the planet on the biggest news platform, X. So bottom line, President Trump, start putting things out. You know, your gut feeling's right. Push it out to the world, and that'll circumvent and essentially put those that are undermining you in place to start actioning what is the most important thing right now for the survival, not only of this country, but you and your family as well, considering you're the president. We have to go after the deep state. And if you give me the call, if anybody gives me the call, I'm going all in. I'm not going to do as many shows anymore because I'm going to be focused in on
I got to say, you know, it's crazy. Todd Branch is asking what he should do. He just went on TV and saying he's looking at charging them with sedition. Wow. Did he get like hit like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus?
Great to talk about it, but let's do it. I mean, Saturday and Sunday is just like any other day of the week.
Well, let me tell you, let me just leave it at this. Well, I just may be in D.C. this weekend. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I just need a 20-minute heads up, Alex.
Well, it's all off record, but nobody's watching right now. But I'm always, you know, very, very skeptical. So I'm just like, whatever. But I know Trump is upset, so that's good. Trump's definitely watching. Like, let me tell you, we got Trump's attention right now.
I'm happy that is, because I mean, I've been grumbling. I've been airing my grievances, and a lot of times it's not kind to President Trump because we feel as though it's a betrayal of what's been going on the last few weeks. Now, maybe it's not specifically him that's doing the betrayal, but the policies coming out of the White House appear to be a betrayal.
Well, here's what happened. I told Trump, I told him a long time ago, I said, they're going to come to you, the CIA, and say it's CIA Mossad, shut down the Epstein, plus the records, you know, been erased, and they're going to set you up. He still didn't cover up, but he just didn't push for it. Then they tried to set him up. That was a big wake-up call for Trump.
No more kid gloves.
Well, it's definitely game time. And Trump,
we have to bring in those that have been all in, that have also been weaponized nearly as much as him, to literally lock arms to save the Republic.
Well, that's right. Whoever's been persecuted needs to be brought in, because you know they're not going to run at the key of the fight. I've been Reglin. How people find you online?
I'm on X as long as Elon allows us. Ivan Raiklin, R-A-I-K-L-I-N.
Right,
thanks,
we'll
Alex.
You
love
soon.
You, brother.
God this bless. Is an epic time to be alive. Massive other news straight ahead. Stay with us. Barring a miracle in the courts, InfoWars should be shut down somewhere close to January 1st. But that's just a website. It's just these studios. The InfoWar belongs to the people of America and the world. Population doing their own research, getting involved with the community, and studying what the globalists are doing, exposing them, and resisting them. And we've come from basically 1% of the population knowing what was happening 31 years ago when I got involved in the fight, to close to half of the people, not just in America, but around the world, being incredibly awake and engaged and informed. And so that's so exciting. And we have fought so hard together, that's why we've been targeted, because the globalists want to take us off the air so that we can't continue to tell the truth. But this operation is just one manifestation of the InfoWars. So I want to thank all of you over the decades. InfoWars has been around 28 years. for not just supporting the InfoWar, but being the InfoWar. Now, that said, the legendary shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com, with all the great products that kept us on the air through all those fights, it's still up and operating. Everything is still being shipped out. Within a day or two of your orders coming in, and two of our fan favorites are available for the last time at InfoWarsStore.com. These just came in, brand new, fresh, Ultimate Fish Oil, the three certified best types of fish oil that do such incredible things for your body. Last up to 18 to 24 months, so you can also save it if you need to. And again, it is documented to be so good for your mind, your cardiovascular system, your immune system, and so much more. Fish oil, period, is great. Ours is the highest grade because it's been cold pressed, meaning it wasn't heated up or boiled. It wasn't homogenized. So you get the full effect. That is back in stock for a limited time for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's been out now for 8 years. Hard to believe that. When we first did this with a top manufacturer, no one else had ever done it. We went to them, we said, what's the strongest turmeric concentrate on the market? And they said about 75%, and we put it out. That's what we'd gone to them. We said, well, how high can you go? They said 95% curcuminoid. That's what is the thing that does the great effects of anti-inflammatory, overall health, immune system, you name it, in turmeric. And they explained, listen, you don't need to go that high. Just raw turmeric capsules are 4%, and people get amazing, amazing responses from it. 75 is just over the top. I said, no, go 95%. Now the industry, all over the place, has gone to 95% curcuminoid. So we are continuing to trailblaze and be leaders in this. So it is your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site and the legendary fight. Thank you so much for your support. Now stock up while you can on Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so at the end of the last segment, I'm just seeing the headline with what Todd Blanch, the deputy head of the DOJ, who really runs everything, was saying. But then we actually watched the clip during the break. He's like, yeah, if they really meant have the military not follow orders, and they were all nebulous about a Trojan horse, then they could have a big problem. But he goes, but we don't know what they said. No, we have the people that are in the video, the senators and congresspeople, saying it's for domestic deployment when they do an uprising. So Todd Blanch, let me answer your question for you. It's called the Podesta Plan. It's a Democrat plan to cause civil unrest, base it as racial, say Trump's Hitler. It's been out for years. And then do all this. But definitely this means Todd Blanch is having major heat put on him. And Todd, we want to believe in you. We want to believe in Cash Patel. We want to save the country. So maybe you're riding the fence here. You're not sure. You're a Democrat lawyer. Trump likes you because you helped win the case, you know, with the documents in Mar-a-Lago, which was open and shut. Okay, great. Believe me, I want to be an optimist here. But the Democrats are openly planning a civil war, so you should just completely join us and not ride the fence here and say, well, I'm going to talk to them and see what they really meant. No, they put their orders out to the military. They said in the CIA and the other agencies, the military, don't do what Trump says. It's all illegal. They've been saying the orders are all illegal, even though the courts say they're legal. So we know what they're doing, and we have the senator that we're talking about saying, that's Slotkin, that no, this is for domestic. Yeah, we know it's about domestic. You want Trump paralyzed when you try your civil war overthrow Podesta plan. So, two words to Todd Blanche at the DOJ, Podesta plan, Podesta plan, Podesta plan, Podesta plan, Podesta plan. Here, let me run you just a smattering of articles when he first launched it 5 years ago, and then he said a year ago or 14 months ago, oh, if Trump wins, we do the Podesta plan. And it's literally having Western states secede and having a civil war. So if you want to know, you can go read it. And so that's what we're dealing with here. So I want to give the number up for current and former military and law enforcement, unscripted, uncensored. You just want to tell us your name and where you're calling from. You don't even have to say your real name or where you're calling from. You can just say you're calling from Mars. Screen calls, they just look for what they want. All I'm looking for is a clean phone line. But when I do screen it, it's on air. There is this screening. I want current military, particularly, goes ahead of the line, National Guard particularly, former federal, state, local law enforcement. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Agree with some? Disagree with some? You will be 100% unfiltered. Millions of people watching and listening to you. I respect you. I want to know what you think about this. Because as Socrates said, the wisest man in the world at the time, father of modern philosophy, he says, I know nothing. Because you know a lot, but when you think you know everything, you know nothing. You've got to keep questioning. But to me, this is 100% clear, cut and dry. The only question is, how do we counter it? But I can tell you, there's a four-alarm fire going on at the White House. Because there's so much glad-handing and so much manipulation, so much slow rolling, and so much making you just feel like, you know, everything's okay. And I don't do this to act powerful. It's just the truth. I've refused 3 White House meetings, 2 Mar-a-Lago events. Because when I look at it, it's go to an event, eat a dinner, talk to Trump 2 minutes, pat you on the head. Nothing against that. It's just, it's not real. I'm not going to participate. I could do a special report and get 50 million views. I work 16, 18 hours a day. I spend a few hours with the family. I go to bed. Usually about 10 o'clock at night. Get up at 4 a.m. I sleep late. It's 5:30 in the morning. And I'm not saying, oh, I'm great. I'm just saying I'm completely into this. It's not work to be obsessed with this. You wild horses can't drag me away. I'm doing, it's like a bloodhound or a bird dog's trained to, you know, go point birds. I mean, this is what I'm meant to do. Labrador Retriever's meant to pull in nets of fish. I mean, they'll do it all day long. I mean, everybody, thanks for what I'm doing. I was made for this. I'm like as happy as a pig, and you know what? White on rice, flies on, you know what? I mean, this is not, but I can't tell you all the stuff going on. My phone has blown up with senators and congresspeople and intelligence heads and, you know, heads of, and because they are now, they all knew what I warned of, and they kind of like, yeah, that'll never happen. There's this normalcy bias. No, the Democrats really do plan a violent civil war. And then they're crazy enough to bring out the Podesta files. There's never an end to it, all the suits and cases and criminal cases, but Epstein's emails. And the Clintons refused to go to Congress and block subpoenas. And notice everything that came out is Hakeem Jeffries and Larry Summers and Bill Gates. Yeah, we already knew that. I mean, if Trump's a pedophile, he's really kept it secret. But I can tell you this. You think Trump goes to known Mossad operations and screws kids so they control him? You got the wrong guy. you can guarantee Trump's about, he's in charge. And I happen to know, and when I learned this 10 years ago and I was vetting him, I checked around and actually found other witnesses and other articles about, I didn't even know Trump's whole vetting process for women. So it's adult bombshell women that he gets to know all the whole deal. He usually has one girlfriend at a time, even in between divorces. And they're usually like 35 years old and supermodels. That's what he's, you know. So we already knew that. You think Donald Trump goes to Russia to be peed on? I mean, give me a break, people. You think Donald Trump lets people get leverage on him? I mean, I've had sex operatives come to me. Plus, I'm not desperate. But it's like, this is obvious sex operative. You're a beautiful woman. No, thank you. Even if you weren't a sex operative, I'm married. What, you think the little head does the thinking around here? No, it doesn't. Because I'm in control as much as I can in my life. Like about 6-7 years ago, I made the decision to stop even on an empty highway in the middle of nowhere on a toll road to jam the accelerator down to 150. And I'm like, that endangers your family, the country. It's reckless. It tempts fate. Sure, it's fun to drive 150 miles an hour, but I haven't had a car up to 90 miles an hour in 6-7 years. I find myself in the slow lane now. And it's not because I'm a wimp. I have important work to do. So as much as I love telephone poles going, that feeling, kickstart my heart, I don't do it. Well, watch Trump when he goes upstairs or down. You can watch him play golf. He's pretty athletic at 79, climbing up hills to find a ball. But the point is he's very deliberative because he knows even a young man slips. That one image of him slipping, every president has slipped and fell but Trump. Carter, Reagan, all of them, Bush, Jr., all because they're going up and downstairs. About a month ago, I was going up some stairs in a business, was going fast, slipped, fell down. And I thought of Trump right there. Not that I'm senile or not in good shape. It's just, you know, you're going fast, you don't pay attention. You never seen Trump fall down, have you? That's the deliberateness of it. Does a man like that screw 14-year-olds? No. Does a man like that get hookers pissing on him? No. Use your head, people. The amount of focus he's had to have to not be set up and make it through all this is insane. Yeah, he just showed you everybody falls down. But I've actually tried to be more like Trump. Just as I get older, I'm thinking, no, start thinking like that. Just on the falling down thing, I've got family that gets older and their brain's still there, but they still like run downstairs, run upstairs, and they fall down and get hurt. I'm just like, I'm not going to be like that. So now, as a mental practice, I'm deliberate. And I know that sounds simple, but I mean, that is like important, folks. That's deliberateness. We have to be deliberate about this. But I'm ranting. Here's Todd Blanche. Oh, yeah, we're going to investigate. We're going to find out what they meant about that and then go back to back with the senator specifically saying it's about domestic. No, we know what it's about, Cupcake. Here it is.
Well, the investigation would absolutely be under what their intent was in saying this. And the question, we've all watched this a lot today, and the question you have to ask yourself is, what is their intent? What is the reason that they all went on a video and encouraged young men and women to defy court orders without even giving a hint of what's illegal, without even giving any suggestion of what law or what order they're being asked to violate? You cannot do that in this country, especially if you're a leader. And so what does the investigation look like? I think they should be held to account. I think that those congressmen should be required to answer questions and to answer questions about why they did what they did. And the American people deserve that. And so does President Trump.
There's been a lot of controversy. A lot of people got upset about the video. And let me just say, they are trying to wield fear to get us to stop talking about this issue. They don't want to be talking about the deployment of the military in our streets, the deployment of federal law enforcement in our streets. They don't want to have that public conversation because they know it goes to the heart of who we are as Americans, as a democracy. And so we have a way to deal with this. The Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Homeland Security could do a public hearing, have the American people hear directly from them on the point of having U.S. military and U.S. law enforcement deployed to American cities. Let the American public hear that conversation. I can't think of something that's more fundamental to who we are as Americans. Our founding fathers would certainly want to be having that conversation. So we should have a public hearing. Congress should do its job. My colleagues who are chairwomen and chairmen of these committees should hold these hearings. I think the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Secretary of Defense should sit side by side and explain to the American people why it is we need to deploy these forces into American cities.
Well, if you look at sedition, if you look at, that type of, that's a form of, a very strong form of being a traitor. That's a terrible thing to say. I must tell you, I heard it, and I thought it was some kind of a comedy situation. I thought that would, it was some kind of a skit, and because I couldn't believe that they'd say it. And I watched Democrat congressmen and one Democrat senator yesterday on one of the shows. Didn't even want to discuss it. They said, whoa, don't get me into that one. They don't want to get into it. That is a really serious charge. I'll tell you what they said is, and it was, I mean, I don't know about the modern day things, because, modern day is a lot softer. But in the old days, if you said a thing like that, that was punishable by death.
Yeah, but you're not saying, you're not threatening them. A lot of people are interpreting there's a threat in their security.
Well, I'm not threatening them, but I think they're in serious trouble. I would say they're in serious trouble. I'm not threatening death, but I think they're in serious trouble. In the old days, it was death.
Do you worry, Mr.
That was
President?
Seditious behavior.
Do you worry?
That was a big deal.
Do you worry?
Today, nothing's a big deal. Today's a different world, okay? It's a softer mic. It's a meeker, milder world. But I will say this, I think what they did is really bad. The hatred is pretty strong. But what they say, essentially don't follow the orders of the President of the United States to the military?
Do you worry that some of your guys are going to say no?
Young privates and young corporals and young sergeants, and they're not scholars. Necessarily, there might be a few, frankly, but they're not scholars. They don't, study the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. They know that. So these are people, these are bad people. These are people that, in my opinion, broke the law. Now, what happens to them, I can't tell you, but they broke the law. That is a terrible statement. I can say if I ever said that and there were a Democrat as president, all hell would have broken loose. And it has broken loose. I have had more calls from people, even Democrats, saying what a horrible thing that was.
Yeah, folks, in another clip of Trump we already played last time, I'm going to play it again. Maybe I should. He says, we're not in normal times. What that means is they did this. They brought us here with all the kill Trump stuff. And so what I've been critical of Trump and his administration is you need to understand how existential and dangerous this is. It's not been from a position of trying to undermine the overall mission, which I agree with. And again, it's not that I can't handle criticism. It's a lot of the listeners who say, you're attacking Trump, get behind him, we'll win. He's got a lot of weak people in there. We've got to spotlight them. That's what they don't want. That's what I got attacked for 8 years ago, was spotlighting bad people that everybody else was too scared to tell him. Soros operatives. So, again, I know what I'm doing. And I started getting calls a few weeks ago from the White House. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And I've been through this before where it's just a pat on the head. And I said, I'm not talking to you. You can see it on the show. And then they start pulling guests from the show to go to the White House and tell them what they should do. And I'm like, that's not kissing our ass. That's crazy. That's good. And so now I'm on the phone talking to top people. And they're going, all right, we're going to come to you. We're going to come down there with the top people. What's the battle plan? Which shows you that they've upped their game. They've leveled up, ladies and gentlemen. This is about, oh, look, I'm powerful. The bad guys already know they've been listening. The bad guys already know I've got their plan. And the minute they figure out that we know how to beat the enemy and we know their plan, it's over. Like, take Ivan Raiklin. White House couldn't get me to call him back for 3 days. This morning he calls me and he goes, I got this call from the White House. I never had a call this high. They're wondering why you're not calling him back. I said, no, I talked to him last night. He goes, oh, great. Well, he was like, whoa, this is crazy. While they're asking what to do about this and that, I go, yeah, I know. I had the conversations. That is really good news, because that's not the normal Trump call. Oh, Alex, great. We love you. Pat me on the head. And then I go, hey, sir, what about this and that? Oh, you know, and it's not having those phone calls. This is like receiving the information. The left's biggest nightmare is happening. And thank God for the listeners keeping us on the air this long through all the attacks, because this is their worst nightmare, that when they try their scenarios, and this is all I do. And what I want to explain to people is, to the other analysts and people, if you'll just dial into the reality, you'll already know all this. Like, I love Mike Benz, advisor to Trump, worked in the government, super smart, been on the show, knows a lot of stuff I don't know. He's done a bunch of videos now just discovering the hundreds of billions they send through Harvard for the carbon taxes get laundered back through third world countries back to them. That's how this has always worked. And it's not that I'm that smart. I had a great syndicated radio show by the time I was 23 years old. And so I had the biggest show for ever, because there was no competition. And had no idea how important it was. So I just, all the experts came to me because they wanted to get on the air. I got educated by them. I knew this stuff 27, 28 years ago. And so I just keep thinking everybody knows all this. Obviously, they don't know. But the nightmare of the deep state is now they do know. And that's why I keep pointing out we've been right, our guests, myself, the callers. So let's punch up the phone system. We do have a guest coming in, but we'll intersperse it with calls. Then we'll cover Mondami and the White House visit in the fourth hour. Did I forget to give the number out, or we have the phone system launched? I didn't give it out. God, you guys got to remind me. I don't give the damn number out. I apologize to law enforcement, everybody. I just got so much on my mind. Law enforcement, military, what's your take on this? Am I wrong, or what am I right about? What should I get better? 877-789-2539, 877-2539-877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. All right, let me just do this briefly. They have a state receiver. They had the fake auction of the feds. The judge blocked it as fraud with Bloomberg and the Democrats. We got a bunch of maneuvers going on. If they have a real auction, Patriots will buy it. I'm not holding my breath. It doesn't matter. We have the Alex Jones backup network. We have that system set up. It needs funds. It's set up. It needs funds. It's a rocket on the gantry. It needs fuel. That's it. And most of the funds that you spend at theAlexJonesStore.com support InfoWars, which needs funds right now to stay on air through this fight. So I fired the bat signal. I've done it many, many times, but now is the most critical ever. Look around you. It's all coming to a head. Go down to theAlexJonesStore.com. Go now to theAlexJonesStore.com. Go now to theAlexJonesStore.com. And we have the biggest sale in the history of the site, which I don't own. So when they shut this down, that's the new network owners. They can't shut that down. Black Friday comes early. This runs till next Friday. Buy any of the supplements, Ultramethylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Ultimate Life Force, Bovine Colostrum. These aren't sexy names, but well, the results are sexy. And buy any other supplement. So you can buy the lowest price supplement and get the most expensive free. Never done that. We've done buy one, get one free for this or that a few times. Buy one, get one free store-wide for the supplements. This is buy one, get one free. Buy any one supplement. Pick any supplement you want free. And daily there's other big sales that are compounding. We need the funds. We need the support. I'll never give up. I'll never sell out. I'll never give in, but I could give out. You're the variable. You decide how hard we punch. You decide how strong we are. And I only sell you stuff that works because I want you to love it. Get a great response. Man, I want you to love my info. I want to be right. God, I pray. All I do is focus. I just want to be right. And that's why I am right. Not perfect, but damn close to being, you know, accurate. 100%. I mean, like, it's 98%. It's not me. I'm just a conduit. But I need your support. thealexjonesstore.com. And give us a commitment, which is an empty commitment. It's so easy. You can become a VIP for $30 a month, instantly $40. You spend $30 at thealexjonesstore.com, and instantly $40 is put in your account to spend. So if you're buying anything, do it, because you get $10 on extra. Spend 30, get 40. Special deals, special offers, special sales just for you. You buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you want to cancel, cancel, it's free. Same thing with being a subscriber to a product that may sell out. Get 50% off the future in perpetuity as long as you don't cancel. Cancel anytime. It's just a commitment that you get the emails, you get the special deals. We want a relationship with you. That's what real civilization is. I want a relationship with you. I know if you don't do good, I don't do good. I mean, it's so simple to me. I don't, it's just, it's not even philosophy. It's who I am. But I need your support, if you only knew. But I always trust in God. Every time I'm about to be incinerated, God comes through. So I'm just doing my best here, folks. I don't spend 10%. You don't know about even 10% of the stuff goes on. And I'm not a victim, I'm a warrior. I expect this, but I'm just saying, I can't do this without you. TheAlexJonesStore.com, 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 TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber for the best supplements, canceling time for free. Become a VIP. Take action now. But this is only running until next Friday. Buy any product, supplement, and get any other supplement you want free. That is a game changer. Because one thing to get a bottle of CMOS, get another CMOS or this or that. But some of these supplements are like $20. You buy a $20 supplement and get a $50 supplement free. Yeah, it's a loss leader. But we've, as I predicted to the Bailey crew, I don't run it, but they listen to me. I said, just do it. And now we have an 80%+ reorder of methylene blue, 70%+ order of everything else. Nobody has that supplements. That's how good they work. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. We're going to go to break. I want to cover the Mondami thing, and Trump usually starts on time now. We have a special guest coming in the studio. We'll intersperse your calls. But I got to watch this Mondami thing. Even if it starts late, the War Room will be covering it with Harrison Smith. So look for all of that. But regardless of whatever you do, just realize the urgency of the moment you're in. With all the baseball and football and basketball and all the diversions and all the TV shows and all the golf courses and the topless bars and the whatever. Remember, while you sleep, the globalists are taking over. And that's why your action now is beyond critical. You don't have to save the world. Just spread the word. Say a prayer. Buy some product. Run for office. Whatever. Just do something. And together, many hands make light work.
I just wanted to plug the methylene blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the methylene blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the methylene blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now like my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, I need a lot of help too. And I brought online that's really good for your dog if you give them like a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experiences so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear, and we love to hear that. Honestly, I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get, you know, get healthier, not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I've fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important. And not to get hooked on those, like, high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.